Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb. As we continue along the midweek edition on Wednesday, what is the good of the day today?
You know what? A lot of people have been putting this, you know, making fun of this. And yes. I don't know if you how you feel about it, but I'm gonna I need to have your opinion.
Sure.
But I'm putting this in a good. It's a kind of a cautious good. But it goes.
Right.
It goes to the University of South Carolina.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
If you haven't heard, South Carolina, their starting quarterback got hurt during training camp this year. Will not be available at the beginning part of the season. So they are turning to their grad assistant coach. And he will become your starting quarterback for week one.
So he's putting the whistle away to become the quarterback of the football team.
Yes.
Yeah, Luke Doty is the quarterback that they were high on. He got hurt in practice. So his Ben Nylander, is that who it is?
Nolan.
Nolan, I'm sorry.
Or no, Zeb Nolan.
I just got it completely wrong. I don't even know the guy's name, and yet he's starting for my team this weekend.
I mean, he turned 24 earlier this month.
Oh God, grandpa out there! Why don't you just give him a rocker?
Because of the COVID.
Oh.
Because of the COVID, he has a year of eligibility left.
They're gonna put a red flag on him. You don't want to hurt the elderly.
Well, I mean, he's not that old. Come on,
24 years old. Starting at what? Who is he? Chris Winkie?
Yes.
Give me a break.
Yes, he is. And that worked out well for Florida back then, right?
Yeah, Florida State.
Florida State.
Yeah, Chris Winkie was like 29, something like that. 28.
Well, that's a grandpa.
Yeah, because he played minor league baseball.
So I mean, I know a lot of people have been making fun of this, but you know what? I kind of like the idea. I guess you know if you don't have a decent backup quarterback for your number one guy, go to the grad assistant.
Yeah, exactly. Now Shane Beamer did say, hey, guys, this is not a guy who's been coaching a while and jumping back in. He played last year. He played in the spring for the University of, like, Northern Iowa or something. Something like that?
Something like that.
I don't know.
I
think it was.
Yeah, he spent time with Iowa State and North Dakota State backing up Brock Purdy and Trey Lance.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, okay. So he played in the spring. But, yeah, good for him.
Yeah, and he has
playing at the University of South Carolina.
Since he has a year of eligibility, why not use it?
I do think the criticism is a little weird. Is right though. Like, okay, I know it's Shane Beamer's first year, but like, is the cupboard that bare?
True. That's
right. Like, is like ask Alabama if they need a grad assistant to play any position at all on their football team.
Yeah.
Ask Nick Saban, are you so thin at linebacker that you need a grad assistant? He'd probably laugh.
Well,
he's like, my 15th guy on my depth chart is a 5-star All-American.
That's like, the thing, too.
That's what
he's been sharing practice time with senior redshirt Jason Brown. And so Jason Brown transferred to South Carolina and didn't get the starting gig.
See, I would be the transfer portal is wide open. Wide open. Like I can't get a job over a coach. The guy's coaching. And you gave him the starting quarterback.
He's
job?
Telling me he's teaching me what to do, and the coach went, why don't you just play?
Yeah. Hey, you know what they say, coach? Those who can't teach no, I guess you can. You're a starting quarterback. It's gonna be fun. Wait till he runs out of that. Once he runs out of that tunnel to Sandstorm in the 2001 Space Odyssey theme, it's going to be jacked up. South Carolina. God, the first time I saw 2001, I thought I was going to scream. So wild. Just the whole stadium, and then they build up that crescendo of that theme, and then when they hit the mark, the players run out on the field, and everybody goes nuts. You're going to love it. Going to love it. Good for him. That is a good. All right, what's the bad then?
The bad of the day is the PGA Tour.
Yeah, they stink.
Acting as a mom right now.
Yeah.
Threatening to kick out any fan who refers to Bryson DeChambeau as Brooksy.
Yeah, why? No, they're doing
it's petty.
What's their official reasoning behind it? Is that they're doing it for the good of the game because the game is like they want to separate their game as it's hard to put this in words.
Like, yeah.
It's like this an elitism that is golf that they want to protect. Is that what it is?
I think
like they don't want unruly fans at our
They want what's the sanctimony of the game?
Right, that's it. That's a good word. Look at us with our grammar.
I know.
Our big brains.
And I didn't even read that. That just came off the top of my head. That's where I'm at today.
Are they concerned about some sort of level of unruliness? Like it just, you know, like it just snowballs into a mess. And then it ends up turning into like what you have at like football stadiums or whatever, or soccer stadiums.
Yeah, but I mean,
like,
it's kind of
like
different.
We just allow this and it'll multiply and multiply and multiply and multiply. And then next thing you know, we've got people booing players and cheering shots.
Is that such a bad thing?
No.
I mean, here's the outlook I'm looking at, okay? All right, PGA Tour, go ahead. You're going to kick out someone who refers to Bryson DeChambeau as Brooksy. He proves that Bryson DeChambeau has very, very thin skin, if that's really getting on his nerves.
Well, hold on. Right? Before we make that accusation, did he complain about this to the PGA Tour?
Oh, that's a good thought. Yeah.
And they are reacting to him. Maybe he's like, I couldn't care less. I don't know why they're doing this.
Yeah, that's true. But he hasn't came out and said that.
No, he should. If I would. That would be the first thing. As soon as I saw this news, I'd be getting the word out to the media. I'd be like, I did not ask for this at all. I mean, I'm doing fine. I just lost a 6-hole playoff and the second match of the second to the last tour event of the season. I'm good. I don't care. But
well, I guess
he should though.
He did shout out after he lost the playoff to Patrick Cantlay. This past weekend, right?
BMW Championship.
Somebody had yelled at him, "Great job, Brooksy," and he shouted back, "You know what? Get the bleep out."
Okay, so now, with that in mind, he probably does support this.
He probably does.
So yeah. So now, yeah, you're right. He probably does have thin skin.
Probably has thin skin. I mean,
go back to your original point now. If he has thin, yeah, it does prove that.
I mean, the PGA Tour is kind of acting like a mom.
Yeah.
Man, I don't think we need that. These are grown men.
Think about this. This is why I talk about how much I like the Ryder Cup so much. Because
that's where I'm concerned. If he's on the Ryder Cup, they're going to let him have it, right?
Well, not for the United States. This will be at Whistling Straits. But when he goes overseas, they will. Yeah, like in 2 years? Well, he's on the Ryder Cup in 2 years?
You don't think European fans aren't going to travel?
Oh, European fans will travel, but they'll be outweighed by the U.S. fans. The U.S. fans will dominate the noise. But this is why I like the Ryder Cup so much, because take a kid today, right? And you train him, and he practices, and he's got his natural ability to be a pro golfer, right? There is no place in his growth as a golfer where he's going to face an adverse crowd. He is not going to ever he will never experience what it's like to win a road game, right? Every golf tournament he goes to, every junior tournament he plays in, every amateur tournament he plays in, it's just going to be appreciative crowds that show up for those things. Moms and dads and friends and family, and some people, locals that may come for the bigger amateur events. They're all of them will be just in awe of the talent and in awe of the scoring, that there will be no booing or heckling or anything like that. So they never, ever, ever develop a skill of what it is going to be like when something like that happens. So the only thing that they can respond to is, well, you got to leave. Whereas you take a football player or a baseball player and you're like, yeah, do that in front of 60,000 people that want to watch you fail and will cheer when it happens. Like, those kids are growing up learning to know what it's like to go on the road and perform. To perform when 90,000 people are screaming at you to fail. Golfers never experience this. Tennis players never really experience this either. Even though people may be rooting in the stands for a particular player, they're not booing you for your hitting it into the net or something. So Bryson DeChambeau never has experienced in his life somebody heckling him. And so, yeah, they're going to have to grow a little bit here, because he should.
But, I mean, he's not the first golfer to ever be heckled.
No.
That's where I'm having the problem with. I mean, Especially, you know, this thing back in, like, recently, Rory McIlroy probably gets heckled all the time. Jordan Spieth gets heckled, maybe not on the course, but definitely in the media.
Well, but on the course, it's not as it's kind of rare because when it does happen, they point it out.
You got to have, like, a certain decorum on the
right
course.
On the course, right. Right, and there is
times
a pressure.
Are changing.
But like Tiger Woods used to get heckled, and Steve Williams used to throw cameras in the lakes.
That's true.
Like that's yeah, like that's how they used to. They
his
used
caddy
to handle
needs to
that.
Oh wait, he fired his caddy. Never
right.
mind.
Right. Yeah, that's right. All right. What's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day goes to the. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but the Henrico School Board.
Henrico Scoreboard?
Yeah, it's based in Virginia. They held a public moratorium committee, whatever you want to have it, a public talk about their school policy, especially towards mask mandates and COVID.
All right.
And I bring that up, and I'm going to bring up something else because the two stories are going to combine. I know you're a Simpsons fan.
I love the Simpsons,
right?
Yeah.
Do you remember all the times Bart Simpson would call Moe's Tavern?
All the time, yeah.
And used aliases?
Yeah, different play on words.
So those two worlds combined. So I have to give it to the school board committee because there was a guy there, and there's video to show it, just reading off names of the next speakers.
Oh, my God.
And lo and behold, those guys, those people, the names he was calling up never showed up. And some of these names I cannot say on the air. The only one I probably can say would be Eileen Dover. That's probably the cleanest out of all of them.
Yeah.
But he did. He went through a list of about 5-6 names and would repeat them, like Eileen Dover.
Okay. Would we fall for that?
I don't think we would.
Gave you a list of names and said, okay, here's the names I need you to read these off of.
Yeah, but these are names that we've all heard before.
Okay, listen, if I get a name to read and the first name is Seymour, I'm going to go, okay, I don't know. I think this is fake.
Well, the first one he read, I'll say that it was Phil.
Okay.
And you know the rest. Yeah, I'm not going to say it.
But okay, so how long would it take you reading the names before you realize this is a mistake?
I might read one.
Yeah.
And there was a no-show, and then by the time I get to the second one, I think I would start to have an understanding.
The reason I'm asking you this is because there's a famous, famous, famous video of a plane crash, and then a San Francisco newscaster read the names, and they're just play on words.
Yeah, and, it was a Asian flight.
Right, an Asian flight. Yeah. And so they read these names, and of course they had these other meanings. And I kept thinking to myself, I don't know if I blame the news person because she's just reading what she sees on the teleprompter, right? Like some producer put that together and said, here's the names, read them. I blame the people who put it together.
Yeah.
Like people who are writing it down and then putting it in the teleprompter. Same thing here. Maybe the guy reading it is like halfway through. He's like, wait a minute. But the people who are writing it down, don't you think it's enough time for your brain to process? This is not right.
By the time you get, I'll tell you off air what the third name was. By the time you get to the third name, you should know.
You should know.
You got to know.
All right. All right. That's the good, bad, and the dumb. Alex Gold will join us this hour to talk Kansas City Chiefs as we continue its wake-up call.